Welcome.
It's live.
It's been that kind of day today. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Disney's Polynesian Resort. Now, we are WW Park Hoppers. We are so glad that you are here. We're going to have a great time. We're going to be talking all about the news and rumors at Walt Disney World. We are live at Disney's Polynesian Resort, but to be fair,
we are at the Tambu Lounge.
We are at the Tambu Lounge. We say we're going to be at Trader Sam's, then we say we're going to be outside on the terrace, and it's raining, and so all those places are full. In fact, if I flip the camera around, there's more people just standing around. But
it is a sea of Disney humanity.
It's a sea of people. So here we are. So we are here. We are live. We're so excited that you're here. Make sure that you come find us over on wdwparkhoppers.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and did I miss one? Nope, I don't think so.
Instagram, iTunes?
No. We're good. Yeah, all of that stuff at WDW Park Hoppers. And my name is Park Hopper John.
I'm Park Hopper Sid.
Oh, we're so glad you guys are here today. So, welcome everybody. Jeffrey's here, Beverly's here, Ralph's here, Jay's here. Hey everybody, Beatrice is here. Thank you guys so much for being a part of this. We're here at Tambu Lounge. So Sarah's got her ginger ale awesomeness, and I've got my back scratcher. So, everybody.
It's been a very interesting Tuesday. It's glasses Tuesday.
It's been a long day for everybody here. So I'm very glad that we're here, and then we're meeting a friend later. He's got dinner plans here at Kona, so.
And we've got other friends that are here with us, and it's been fantastic.
We've got you were Park Hopper Blue.
Park Hopper Blue. Okay.
Thank you.
I almost called her Stormtrooper
K, and that was wrong. So here we are.
Sorry.
Good to see you. All right, you ready? Let's go ahead and get into the news.
All right, do you want to talk about that book that they can pre-order?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're good, thank you. We're awesome. We wanted to let you guys know that we're getting ready to launch our brand new book, which is Top 10 Walt Disney World Lounges. And if you would like to sign up to be notified when it's ready, because I think we're launching it on September 1st, it's going to be ready. You can go to wdwparkhoppers.com/top10, all one word, and you can put your email address in, and you can start getting updates about the book. And we're finishing the book now. And then if you sign up between now and September 1st and get on the list, you will have the opportunity to pre-order the book on Amazon Kindle for 99 cents.
Only 99 cents?
Yes, for a limited time we're going to be doing that. So be among the first to read it. And it's a top 10 list, but like every great Disney fan, there's more than 10 on the list. So.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so there you go. All right, so wdwparkhoppers.com/top10, all one word. Go sign up today and be the first to know when we start putting information out about the book.
All right, so we also had a little bit of technical problems. You're going to have to forgive us as we pass notes back and forth. You know what? Oh, a little Zoom feature here.
Zoom.
So do you know what happened this week?
What happened with whom?
What happened this week is that Disney has put out the official full list of the 32 musical acts that will be at the Eat to the Beat concert series during the 2018 Epcot Food and Wine Festival.
Awesome.
So earlier this year, they released a partial list, and they were just teasing us with what might happen. Well, now we have the complete list, and I'm going to just give you the additions so you know what is new, what has changed. September 12th through 13th, Vertical Horizon.
Oh, I love that band.
September 17th through 19th, Plain White Tees.
I've got a few of those at home.
October 1st through the 2nd, the new Jim Belushi and the Sacred Hearts Blues cover band.
Now,
this is new to Eat to the Beat.
I don't know for sure, but the rumor is, the desire is that Dan Aykroyd might pop in. Now, that's not a Disney thing. I'm just saying, since this is their first time at Disney, Jim Belushi and the Blues Band, there may or may not, this is a pure rumor, there may or may not be a surprise appearance by a certain Mr. Aykroyd.
You know, you could have saved that for the rumor section.
I could have.
All right. So, October 11th through 12th, Anderson Earle. So it's also new to Eat to the Beat.
I have no idea who Anderson Earl is.
They sing All on My Mind.
No idea.
We'll Google it for you later.
Is he in the Carousel of Progress?
Well, October 13th and 14th, Smash Mouth is making their return.
Been there, done that.
October 22nd to 23rd, Kenny G will be returning to the Eat to the Beat concert series.
Wow.
And
Kenny
November
G.
3rd through the 4th, this is the last new one, and I know this is going to make you very excited because you had a little crush, Taylor Dane.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Taylor Swift. I was getting ready to lose it.
No. You're what, old, baby.
What's
you're
Taylor
not allowed
Dane, what's Taylor Dane sing again?
Prove Your Love. Prove Your Love.
Oh, got it.
All right.
That'd
so those
fun.
Are the new additions to the Eat to the Beat series. So I hope you will come and check it out. And we're going to be there. We're going to try to be there a lot this time.
Yeah, we say that every year. But this year, we're going to do it. Lawn smart. Because we're doing it this year. So
this year, we have a cheerleader that I sit next to every day. Are we going to Epcot tonight? Are we going to Epcot tonight?
Yeah.
Are we going to
Epcot
tonight?
We can make that happen. We can make that happen. So one of the things that we're hearing about that Disney's done in the past, and you probably already heard about the Eat to the Beat dining packages, where you can sign up and get a dinner, and so now they've got breakfast and lunch. You go and you pay for your dinner. It's a price fixed menu. You go and you have a great dinner, and then they give you a sticker that you put on your right here, and
your shirt.
And sometimes words are failing me. I've only been writing all day.
It's your backstage pass, what it is, and it's got the time that you're allowed to go.
Right, and you get a specific time that you can come in. You can get preferred seating, so you can see the artists that you want to see, and it's great. Here's what Disney's just added. They've added a quick service dining option to the mix. Now, there are some changes and some differences between the quick service and the full service. One, the quick service is only at the Liberty Tree Tavern. No, that's the one in Magic Kingdom.
Oh.
Inside the America Pavilion, there's that that dining hall right there. It's okay. Right there. So Liberty Square. I don't remember the name of it, but it's only right there, and it's only for lunch. And you just get the burger, and there's maybe a couple options. But the thing is you walk up, and it's only that day. You can't pre-order it. It's only walk-up only. And what will happen is you go in and you order your meal for you and your loved ones, and everybody has to take part in that. And you get the choice of maybe some of the performance times that had not happened. Amen. I hear you, brother. So if they have open spots for the 5:30 show, those are the options you'll get. If they have a lot of openings for the late show, that's the one they'll get. So the ones they don't sell out, those are the ones they'll give you to choose from. So that's kind of cool. The only thing about that is they're not giving you a lot of options. It's only the American Pavilion restaurant. But if that's cool for you, you get a great burger and everything. You get a burger, fries, drink, and dessert for like $29.99 a person.
And preferred seating.
And you get preferred seating. So you got to love that. All right?
Absolutely.
All right, next up.
All right, I'm going to go a little out of order because I know that you do not want to talk about this story. Well, you might.
Is it the dress-up princess thingy?
It is. The character couture packages are now coming to Walt Disney World salons.
Darling, what
would you say if I told you that Disney had finally listened to a request for the adult experience at the Bippity-Boppity Boutique?
I would say, in the words of The Rock, finally. Go ahead.
All right, so it's not quite the boutique itself, but a similar package has recently been released. It's called the Character Couture Package, and it's available at the Walt Disney World salons. So you can become transformed into your favorite character. It isn't the complete transformation. It's not going to be the whole gown and the whole thing, but it's more inspired by. It is more pampering. So you get your hair done, you get your makeup done, you get a little manicure. And so, but they do have styles that are based on Minnie, Cinderella, Ursula, some of the different princesses, villains. They have galactic styles, and they're creating new ones every day.
Nice.
So, participating salons include Disney's Coronado Springs, the Grand Floridian, Disney's Yacht and Beach Club salons. So, and I believe it was also, no, that was free. Okay. So you do have to be 18 years or older, and the prices, which are subject to change, they're $80 for hair only, $105 for hair and makeup, and $120 for hair, makeup, and nails.
Oh, so. Shoot, I'd do that in a heartbeat. I mean, for you.
Oh, okay.
For you, I'd do that for her. I'd do that for you.
Actually,
I totally would do that for her.
Considering some of the other pricing, that's not bad.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
So, all you have to do, call 407-939-7727 to book the magical experience, and definitely bring your friends.
Bring a friend. Phone a friend.
We have about 3 or 4 people that have already, we've all claimed which princess we get to meet.
Oh, I'm filming that. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
I'm filming that. Put that live on YouTube.
All right.
So one thing we wanted to let you know, we wanted to make sure that you go visit www.parkhoppers.com/Amazon. And what that'll do is that'll send you to Amazon just like normal, but it'll tell Amazon that you came to their site through our link, and that'll give us a couple extra pennies on your order. It doesn't cost you anything more. It doesn't affect your order in any way. But what happens is it allows us to have a little bit of a kickback from what you purchase there. And we appreciate that. And a quick update. We are currently working on updating the shop. So www.parkhoppers.com/shop. We're working on that right now. We've had to update some inventory of things that we have available. So I'm very excited about that.
Can we mention that? Are we allowed to say that at this point?
Yes. So there's been a lot of comments. A lot of people are saying hi. Thank you guys so much. Keep the hearts and thumbs up coming.
And the questions.
And the questions. We're going to be doing Q&A after this. So we're trying to keep the news as concise as possible. And so that brings me to something very exciting that's coming to the Magic Kingdom, which it's right behind me. You can't see it, but it's there. Just imagine the castle. Right there, it's glare to me, but you know. So Walt Disney World Resort, the railroad, Tomorrowland Speedway temporarily closing to accommodate the Tron Light Cycle coaster construction in the Magic Kingdom. So last summer, Disney unveiled the plans for this new Tron Light Cycle coaster, and they unveiled where it was going to be. And as soon as that happened, everybody was like, what about the railroad, and what about the Tomorrowland Speedway. So, Disney has now given us a little bit more information about that. The new attraction is going to be in an entirely new area next to Space Mountain behind the railroad tracks. And Disney, as they prepare to welcome Tron into the park, a few modifications will be made to nearby attractions. So, Disney World Railroad will temporarily cease motion at the park at the Main Street station. So, they're going to park one of the trains at the Main Street station, which is cool. Hopefully they'll have a cast member or two or one of the train conductors there to answer questions and stuff.
Maybe you can at least sit on the train and take pictures or something
like
that. Yeah,
and that's going to start December 28th, taking a little break from its Grand Circle Tours of the Magic Kingdom. During that time, our guests will be able to get up close and personal with the railroad cars, the trains, and take advantage of truly one-of-a-kind photo ops, because you don't always get those photo ops during the regular day. And it's also going to affect the morning show. So the train won't be coming in, but the characters
Maybe the characters will just come through the train and be like, hello!
Yeah. So the Tomorrowland Speedway is going to close for a portion of 2019 as the attraction's track will be adjusted. It'll reopen as the exact same attraction in the summer of 2019. Now, that means it's going to be the same attraction, but the route is going to be a little different. So, I had a thought. We had a thought yesterday. Yeah, Buddy and I were talking about this yesterday.
Your online wife.
My online wife and I were talking about this. Wouldn't it be cool if instead of doing just the Tomorrowland Speedway, what if they turned that into Sugar Rush from Wreck-It Ralph? Wouldn't it be cool if they turned it into that and, like, we could play the characters? It's not a race. It's just the one line thing. I thought they should turn it into bumper cars myself because it's already bumper cars.
I like the Sugar Rush idea.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
But do you have to lick candy and stick it in your hair to be able to?
I do that all anyway. The other thing to note is there's new signage on the railroad track, so which is pretty cool. I mean, I think that if people can get used to having, you know, billboards on the railroad tracks, that Disney should really take advantage of that extra real estate and promote some other cool things. But, you know, having said that, then it'll be like coming to ABC this fall, and nobody wants that.
No.
Next.
All right.
Yeah.
So, speaking of turning that into Candy Crush, we have a new rumor in the rumor mill.
Sugar Rush.
There is a new rumor in the rumor mill that the Wreck-It Ralph attraction will replace Stitch's Great Escape at the Magic Kingdom. Now, I'm Stitch. Yes, but that ride needs something.
It's the worst. It's the God's honest
worst. It's not the worst. All right. So, the rumor is that Walt Disney Imagineering is developing a Wreck-It Ralph-based attraction to replace what they call the seasonal Stitch's Great Escape. Because really, it was only open about as much as the Noodle Company across the way. So this would be in Tomorrowland over the Magic Kingdom. The rumors would be a Wreck-It Ralph virtual reality attraction replacing the Great Escape. And the rumors began actually 2 summers ago. So for 2 years, this is what we've been hearing. Nothing ever came of them. Project was reportedly scrapped. So they kept saying they were not looking to add any virtual reality attractions, blah, blah, blah. So now the rumors insist that it's going to be an actual Wreck-It Ralph attraction with this, that will open with the second film in the series in November.
Breaks the internet. Ralph breaks the internet.
Exactly. So
maybe he will break Candy Crush.
We really don't know what the attraction will be. We're assuming it's not virtual reality because they keep saying they're not doing virtual reality, but who knows. We do know that something will be replacing Stitch's Great Escape. Disney has currently slated it as a seasonal attraction. Again, nobody really knows what that means other than it gives them an excuse to just shut it when they don't want to have it open. And actually, it hasn't been reopened since January. So, and wasn't open for Easter, not through 4th of July, any of it. So it's possible that Stitch will make his final escape to accommodate the closure of the Tomorrowland Speedway in 2019. Either way, we're going to keep you posted, we're going to keep looking, and yeah.
All right, it's a sad day. It's a sad day for Stitch fans, sort of.
Well, don't you want something that would honor him appropriately?
Yeah, it's not the best attraction. And I love Stitch, and the attraction's cute.
You do?
I do. But,
Starcam.
You know, I didn't like the getting burp hot dog in my chili dog in my face, and I've had family members who were scared on that attraction, so it can be.
Oh, I had a niece that went the wrong way when we went to leave, and it was still dark, and she just freaked out. She's going to kill me for putting this out here, but she was little.
Well, you didn't say her name.
Panicked. I know, I wouldn't want to tell everybody that happened to Lindsay.
But I could
that
say
would
Lindsay.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That would be heartbreaking.
You mean Lindsay Webb?
Oh, yeah.
Lindsay Webb?
Oh, yeah. She was.
Our niece, Lindsay Webb?
She freaked.
Oh, well.
It was so sad because they wouldn't let us go back in and get her. We had to wait for her to find her way out.
That was no bueno.
No, we were not. Oh, Mama Bear.
Yeah. So, let us know in the comments what you think about Stitch closing and what you think the new attraction should be for Wreck-It Ralph. I think it would be kind of cool. I hope they don't go the easy route and just put a Ralph in and, hey, we're going to go to the internet, and then it's the same ride except with Wreck-It Ralph theming.
Disney, if you're going to do something,
Do it big.
Just
yeah, got it.
Got it. All right.
All right, so if you're still looking for something to do...
Well, we talked about this last week.
Yeah. But if you're still looking for something to do on Labor Day, we wanted to, again, shout out for our friends over at the Edison. They're doing a Gatsby evening at the Edison. Basically, it's going to be a great event where you get to dress up in all your flapper, dapper attire. You get to really dress like you're in the 20s, like in the era of the Great Gatsby. And you can get all dolled up in the 20s-style suits. You can dance the night away. They're going to have a red carpet. They're going to have trapeze aerialists. They'll have the flapper dancers, champagne performers, cigar rollers, live band, stilt walkers, and all sorts of other stuff.
Now, samples.
They're going to have champagne samples from Moët Champagne. They're going to have the full menus available. All the bartenders are going to be there. If PJ is there, you got to get PJ to make you one of his famous concoctions. This is all happening on September 2nd of 2018. Doors are going to open at 7:30. Tickets are $75 per person, and you can go to store.patinagroup.com, and then you can search for it there. And we hope that you're going to go. We
also
around.
Have a link up on WDW Park Hoppers if that's easier.
Yeah. We toyed around with the idea, but I think that we've got so much going on.
We're on the fence.
We got so much going on that weekend already that we're probably not going to do it. So, but maybe, who knows? I don't know. But I think Park Hopper Baloo is thinking about doing it, but we'll see what happens. Anyway, so next week we're going to be at
The Polite Pig.
So we're going to go back to our friends over at The Pig, check out some of the things that they've got going on. And I just like going to Disney Springs on Tuesday nights.
I do too.
Not that I don't like the resorts, but I think we can do a couple of...
Because you know we normally end up at the Edison afterwards.
Normally, yeah, and we're due for an Edison visit. So check us out next week. One thing that we would ask is if you please share this video with your friends. We're trying to bring you great content from all the magical locations here at Disney. We're just trying to have fun. We're not going to be the most serious podcast you ever watch or listen to, but hey,
really?
We're the ones that have the most fun. So come check us out, www.parkhoppers.com. You can always watch us live Tuesday nights and interact with us there. And make sure that you come visit us at www.parkhoppers.com. Four parks, one world.
And everything in between.